Have you ever felt like a ship tossed on a stormy sea, wondering if the waves of single motherhood are finally going to win? I know that feeling intimately. I'm J. Rosemarie Francis. I remember the debilitating cycle of fear and panic that made the walls feel like they were closing in. But I also know the peace that eventually replaces that panic. My new book, Courage to Believe, a 21-day devotional for single moms, is a lifeline designed to help you connect your personal story to the everlasting story of grace. It's time to move beyond the label and find your way forward. You can find Courage to Believe, 21-day devotional for single moms, on Amazon today. You were never meant to carry this alone.
How do we, as solo moms, carry it all, love deeply, and keep showing up even when life knocks us down? How do we find peace, purpose, and joy again? How do we rebuild our lives while raising our children, believing that God has a plan for us? I'm J. Rosemarie Francis, and this is Solo Moms Talk. It's your safe space for healing, hope, and honest conversations about the courage it takes to do this journey solo, but never alone.
Today I want to share something with you about gifts. I've been thinking about gifts a lot lately, partially because it's gift-giving season. We have Black Friday approaching, and many people are thinking about what they will give or receive for Christmas. So this was also inspired by a book I was reading about a single mom whose billionaire landlord took an interest in her. And she was of the opinion that he was more valuable than her because he had more money than she did. And so she had a lot of self-loathing because she didn't feel good enough because she didn't have enough money. So I wanted to address this topic because I've encountered the feeling myself, and I wanted to see if this resonates with you. Let's consider this the gift that keep on giving and rethink what gifts really are. So let's talk about the valuing of monetary things over everything else. What if the most meaningful gifts aren't bought, but given from the heart? Think about it. And what if a moment when a simple act from someone carried you through a tough day, or maybe made all the difference in your life? Let's consider why we value material gifts. It's because of cultural conditioning, of course, the holidays, milestone, social media, hall culture, and all these different things that influence us into focusing on the monetary value of gifts. And there is that subtle belief, maybe it's not so subtle with some of us, that bigger, shinier, or more expensive equals more love, more prestige, etc. So this is how this mindset can leave us feeling empty, unseen, and overlooked. Because if you don't have as much money as him or her, then it can bring a sense of low self-esteem, as the case with the single mom in the book I was reading. But let's have a look at gifts. The gift we often overlook, but so desperately need. One is the gift of time. It's a neighbor offering to change your tire, mow your lawn, take out the garbage when you're dead tired on your feet coming home from work, or offering you a ride when your car breaks down, or the friend sitting with you when you're feeling lonely, heartbroken, or your child is in the hospital. Or it may be a coworker who helps you prep for an interview. These times are referred to as non-renewable resources because this is somebody's time that they're giving. They're giving piece of their life to you. Then there is the gift of love. Not the romantic kind per se, but the steady, patient, grace-filled love. Think God's unconditional love poured out through other people. And just like the love of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. And let's consider also the gift of joy. It's the person who's always making you laugh, or the child who hugs you just because. And that child who sometimes tell you funny stories or compliment you, that moment when you thought you weren't good enough for them or you weren't a good enough mother, and they say something totally out of left field, and it brings you joy and it makes you think, rethink that idea that you're not good enough for them. And it's also the friend that celebrates the smallest win with you. Then there is the gift of presence. Someone showing up in a crisis without being asked. You know, that person you can always count on to answer the phone and say yes. The no man left behind person. I think that's the Marines motto. These are the type of gifts of presence. Someone who just listens without fixing or judging is also giving you a gift of their presence. Let us also consider everyday angels, how God uses ordinary people to bless us. And here's a scriptural inspiration. Every good and perfect gift is from above. That's taken from James 1:17. God often sends comfort, encouragement, and support wrapped in human hands. So reflect on how divine love often shows up in practical ways through people around us. I can remember the time in Christmas 2005, Christmas Eve 2005, I was driving from Atlanta to New York and I got stuck. My tire burst on the way on the highway in Pennsylvania. And after dialing 911, a couple of Pennsylvania state troopers showed up. And after checking my spare and realizing it was toast, they took my burst tire to get it repaired. And they were gone for a couple of hours, so I was a little worried. I was doubtful, but I prayed, and the blessing was that they returned with the tire repaired. They didn't ask me for any money. They repaired it at midnight on Christmas Eve, so those guys knew somebody. And they replaced my tire and sent me on my way. That is a blessing, even though it's 10 years ago, I've never forgotten. And whenever this moment comes up, I can always remember that because it's always fresh in my mind. So these are the things, these are the ways we get angels in our lives. We get people showing up in our life offering good things. Now, that's a maybe once in a lifetime thing. But there are everyday ways that people show up in our lives to help us, to strengthen us, to give us their gift of time. So, what changes when we start valuing these gifts? We become more grateful. Gratitude shifts our focus from what's missing to what's present. We notice the sweetness of small mercies. We strengthen our community because when we honor others' kindness, they're encouraged to keep giving. A culture of compassion grows one person at a time. We feel less alone. Recognizing heart gifts remind us that God places helpers along our journey. And definitely, our perspective in life shifts. Our perspective on life shifts. Suddenly, our worth isn't tied to what we can buy or what people can buy us. We begin to see ourselves and others as vessels of God's goodness. When we do the focus shift from people to our provider, it is harder to judge the gift when the giver is recognized as our Father. Knowing that every good gift comes from above. One, we could pause and reflect. Who has blessed you recently? Whether it was big or small. Acknowledge that. Send a thank you message. Speak life into that person. Journal the moment so your heart remembers. And finally, pray for that person. Bring their name to God and ask God's blessing on them. Pay it forward. Offer your own gift of time. Encourage someone with a simple word. Deliver joy in little ways, and God will multiply it. Pray that your eyes are open so you could see. Ask the Lord to help you recognize the gifts that He places along your path. So let's start living a gift-conscious and not a money-conscious life. Find a way to intentionally noticing non-material gifts. Reflect on how your heart, mood, and relationship might change. To wrap this up, I want to remind you that God designed us to give and receive love. And this is a side note, but I also want to remind you to teach your children how to appreciate gifts. Because I know a lot of time when they go to school, they have gift exchange and stuff like that. So teach your children to appreciate small gifts or gifts that is not bought with money. And you will see a difference in their perspective as well. So embrace these lasting, life-giving gifts with open hands and grateful hearts. Imagine the kind of world we'd create if we valued people in this way. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Did you enjoy this episode? I'd love to hear from you on your thoughts regarding topics like this. And have you received a gift recently or in the past that you never really placed much emphasis on, but when you reflect on the gift and the impact it had on your life, it changed your perspective a bit? If so, share that with us. Let's hear your thoughts. Thank you.